China today became only the third country to put a man into space, more than 40 years after the Soviet Union and the U.S. accomplished the feat at the height of the Cold War. The Shenzhou 5 spacecraft took off from a desert launch pad in the northwest of China with one Chinese astronaut on board. The craft is due to orbit the Earth 14 times before landing on the grasslands of northern China. Rob Gifford reports from Beijing. The Chinese government and people see the launch as another sign of China's emergence as a world power.
China's leaders had said they were confident about the launch of their first manned spacecraft, but not quite confident enough to show it live on television. In the end, though, there was no disaster, and minutes after it was clear the launch had been a success, Chinese television broke into scheduled programming to announce it. Then, within half an hour, programs were showing the countdown and pictures of the launch itself. The Shenzhou 5 spacecraft blasted off into a clear blue sky, watched from near the Gobi Desert launch pad by Chinese President Hu Jintao, who called the flight a success for the glory of the motherland. Chinese media also gave a name and a face to China's first astronaut, 38-year-old former fighter pilot Yang Liwei. Yang was shown addressing President Hu and the nation before his historic flight. I want to thank my country and the whole Chinese people for their support, said Yang. He added, I won't let you down. The news media had been hyping the launch in recent days, so several hours later, during their lunch hour, people were crowded round a television in the San Mao restaurant in central Beijing. The lunchtime news broadcast brought details of the launch and pictures of the soon-to-be-famous astronaut Yang Liwei. 38-year-old diner Wang Xun paused over his bowl of fried rice to summarize everyone's feelings. This shows China is a great country in the world, he said, that we're on a level with America. That's a very important feeling for Chinese people, who say their country never gets the respect it deserves from abroad. Seeing astronaut Yang Liwei on the television screen, Wang Xun's lunch partner, his brother Wang Xian, gave a thumbs-up sign. Yang Liwei is a national hero, said Wang. People will remember him just as they remember the first man in space, Yuri Gagarin. It's in events like these that, despite their many complaints about the government, ordinary Chinese people's views are in sync with those of their leaders. That's just what the party leaders want as they try to fend off popular anger about social problems by presenting themselves as the mobilizing force behind a resurgent, internationally respected China. Space analyst Philip Clark says prestige is the main reason for the Chinese space program. And if this mission is successful, he says, the world can expect to see more.
The Americans haven't been out of Earth orbit since 1972, and there's no political will at present to go out of Earth orbit, whereas I think that the Chinese will simply progress very slowly, very methodically, getting the space station experience, and then go out towards the moon.
First of all, though, they need to get the capsule containing their newfound hero, Yang Liwei, back to Earth safely. It's due to land in northern China at roughly 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time today. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.